A pamphlet on raising and canning small fruits. James White, after growing strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, and grapes on the little farm in Greenville, saw that these items, fresh or preserved, could well augment the rather limited vegetarian regimen. In January 1871, he got out a 32-page pamphlet, Small Fruits, How to Cultivate and How to Can. He introduced this by stating, "Fruit is the most natural and healthful food for man. It was God's plan that he should subsist largely upon fruit. See. With the discarding of flesh meats as food by health reformers has come a need of something to take its place. We know of nothing so eminently adapted to supply this need as fruit. With the extended call for small fruits in the past few years has arisen a demand for practical information upon the manner of their growth. The object of this little work is not to go into the subject for the benefit of the greenhouse, or the professional cultivator, but to meet the wants of every family. Everyone who owns a rod of ground, whether in city or country, should know how to cultivate small fruits. Hence we have ventured to give practical hints in regard to the cultivation of the strawberry, raspberry, blackberry, and grape, studiously avoiding intricacies, or anything that would not be beneficial for the people to carry out. That our efforts may be appreciated, and that they may result in a more thorough introduction and better understanding of the cultivation of small fruits by health reformers, is the wish of the writer."
Small Fruits, p. 3. See also White Estate in Pamphlet 24, Administrative, James White.
In the first advertisement for this pamphlet in the January, 1871, Health Reformer, White stated that it contained valuable information, gleaned from larger books, and from personal experience on this subject. The pamphlet contained advice on cultivating and selecting the best varieties of plants. 5 pages were devoted to canning fruit. As the pamphlet is read today, it must be kept in mind that it was published only a few years after Louis Pasteur, in France, had discovered that fermentation in wine was caused by bacteria. White made the following application: the strawberry, the raspberry, the blackberry, the blueberry, the cherry, and the grape may be safely canned by a similar process. We recommend the glass, self-sealing can. We have used the mason, the dexter, and the hero with success.
Small Fruits, p. 23.
Paragraph 4 of the instructions included this interesting counsel: when the cans are cool, set them in a dark, dry, cool place. They should be examined daily for several weeks to see if they are keeping well. If the fruit shows signs of fermentation, it should be scalded again, and carefully secured in the can, Ibid. 24.